My guest this week is Lono Vespertilio, owner of PsychicVampire.org. He was born in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and has officially studied the occult since he was 11. Though feeling like he was born to it, absolutely, his studies caused him to explore the depths of nearly every religion. When he was 16, he became a member of an Alexandrian coven, during which time he awakened. He is a published author, an artist, a Reiki practitioner, and an accomplished magus. Lono, welcome to Get Resmerized.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I want to start with asking you about awakening. And what is that? Could you explain to us what you mean? I was just reading your bio about how you awakened when you joined the coven. What happened? What is that?
Well, awakening is the process when a psychic vampire actually comes to realization of what they are, or moving from an unintentional vampire to an intentional vampire. And it's the process of coming to accept what you are, and that it doesn't really define you. It's just an aspect of you. But it seems to be different for everybody. It's more of that transitional time of awakening.
Are there physical experiences when that happens? In other words, do you feel different physically during the process?
A lot of times your senses get heightened. It's kind of like a little bit of a veil gets lifted. You tend to be more clairaudient. Remote viewing skills get amplified. That sort of thing.
I see.
And of course, you come to the realization of what you're doing energetically, on an energetic level with your subtle body. And you realize, like, what are you doing when you feed, pretty much.
Okay, so you become just so much more sensitive on every level, really, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Tell us, please, what psychic vampirism really is and is not.
This is my first interview, so please bear with me.
Please, that's quite all right.
Well, psychic vampirism is... A psychic vampire is a person who, by reason of a condition of their spirit, needs to obtain vital energy from outside sources. They're unable to generate their own energy, and oftentimes don't have the best capacity to store the energy they do have. Psychic vampires can't connect with a source or prana directly, like most people do, because of this subtle body deficiency. This deficiency can range from either blown chakras or just settled body damage, which can heal over time, to completely altered and removed chakras.
Wow. How did you know that you were a psychic vampire? And do you call yourself that? Do you say, hi, I'm Lono, and I'm a psychic vampire?
Not really. I mean, I don't like to call attention to it. It's just one aspect of me. And I think one of the greatest misconceptions is that psychic vampirism is not a religion. I think people get that a little bit confused with paganism and stuff like that. Many psychic vampires are pagans. Many psychic vampires are Christians as well.
Really?
And pretty much every branch of religion. But I think that's like one misconception, or they're drawn to the Luciferian paths. I mean, a lot of Egyptian houses were formed, however. There is a branch of psychic vampirism which... They hail to more of the Egyptian aspect because of their origin, which was these are the people that usually consider themselves Caprians. Michelle Belanger would be one such example.
Oh yes, I'm familiar with her. Sure. This is just another psychic vampirism. I think is getting a lot of media attention lately. And I think that someone like it seems important to you to be clear, to have clear information like on your website for people who consider themselves to be psychic vampires.
Well, I think the information should be there and should be clear. But I also think that there should be some ethical guidelines as well. And a lot of people have come up to me and give me a little bit of grief because I emphasize ethics, and they say it's common sense. Well, common sense really is not so common these days. And that's one of the things that I try to, like, emphasize.
Well, like what? What shouldn't you do if you're a psychic vampire? What's a no-no?
We try to gear ourselves to, once you awaken, we try to gear ourselves to using donors, willing participants, as well as if you're in a crowd, if you don't have a donor, we also emphasize trying to feed on ambient energy. It's the energy above the crowd that no one's using. It's kind of like excess energy. And it's just a matter of creating a filter so you can feed on a specific energy that's more tasteful to you.
And just so we're clear for anybody listening, you're speaking of feeding on energy, not biting someone in the neck.
No. that's what we call staying with vampires.
I see. What has the... Do you think that we should be afraid of you?
I should hope not. There is a lot of fear within the pagan community and psychic community as well about psychic vampires. Mm-hmm. And most of that fear comes from unintentional vampires. The people that are unawakened, who really don't know what they are and don't know what they're doing. And a lot of pagans or Wiccans these days seem to feel like it's necessary to find these individuals when really they should be pointed in the right direction. Because when you bind someone, you're kind of dealing with that whole harm none, when you actually are harming person, you're harming that unintentional by binding them. But as well as if they knew what exactly they were doing, most times they would try to stop. Most individuals that I've run across, they want to say, how do I control this thing? Mm-hmm. And the way to control psychic vampires, way to be able to feed without harming people, is to learn it intentionally. By learning to feed intentionally, you can control it and learn when not to feed.
Do you give classes or anything like that?
What's that?
Do you give classes or anything like that, how to be a good psi vamp?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right. But you have written some things, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm in actually the process of writing a book right now. It's on psychic, it's on subtle body language and psionics. It's the whole process. Some of the feeding techniques on my site, I demonstrate hand techniques. They're like the head, heart, hand things. They're mudras. And the mudras are kind of like focuses for your subtle body. And I first teach that. My book is pretty much an expanded version of that. It's all the different things that mostly hasn't been said. And that's pretty much what I'm focusing on that book. And I did write a short book on pretty much on my website, and I just published that for myself.
Okay, great. I know where you live. I won't tell anyone, don't worry. But the part of the country that you're in is that I'm well familiar with. Do people know what you are, or do you not speak about it?
That's that's actually rather amusing. I think people actually do know what I am. I hear whispers. It's that whole clairaudient thing.
Right.
Even when people aren't saying it, they sometimes are thinking it, or you hear the whispers and the murmurs. But it, for the most part, it's rather amusing.
Right. They don't run around and start wearing garlic and stuff like that.
No.
Or go, oh, here comes that vampire guy. Well, that's good. I was just curious because, I mean, I know what it's like to be in, let's just call it a rural area, and have be a little different.
I don't dress all goth. I think that's one of the other misconceptions, is all psychic vampires are goth.
Uh-huh.
I work a 9-to-5 job. I wear a suit. I kind of break the mold there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you traveled to Hawaii, didn't you? To college in Hawaii or some such?
I actually spent a semester in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I studied Hawaiian culture there.
Right.
And got a chance to farm taro and learn kahuna la'alapa'alao, which is a Hawaiian herbalism. And my nickname, Lono, actually comes from the Hawaiian god of peace, which is says it all right there when my intentions within the psychic vampire community.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. You're also an artist, I see.
I tried.
Yes. A question that I have, too, reading what the description of what a psychic vampire is and isn't and all that, the symptoms, if you will, how do you know whether that's what that is, or is it just that it's not just a vitamin deficiency or a chemical imbalance like depression or something like that?
Another first thing I actually tell people on my website is that they should definitely get checked out with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it could be bipolar, or they could be having some sort of vitamin deficiency, as you mentioned. And it's really, I define psychic vampirism as the need. The underlying need. If you can wean yourself off from obtaining energy from other people, preferably donors, then you're not a psychic vampire. You might have an energy addiction. A lot of the science that I run across do have energy addictions,
mm-hmm.
which they feed, and that's more of an effort to pretty much maintain their own higher level of energy.
I see. What sorts of resources do you offer people who are who think that they are one?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
What sort of resources do you offer people who feel that they may be?
On my website, I offer some of the resources about awakening, some of the things that you might encounter, some of the questions, frequently questions, even if you're not a vampire, or if you've just encountered one, you don't know how to act, that sort of thing. And, of course, information on shielding available to everybody,
mm-hmm.
and of course counter shielding, which is a little bit more advanced, and of course links within the real vampire community, links to other places like Kepru.org, Sanguinaris' website, Sphinxcat's website, and Memory Dreams, of course, and there are a lot of other really good websites out there,
which are all linked up on your site, I'm sure.
Exactly, yes.
And what is your website?
My website is psychicvampire.org or psyvamp.org.
Oh, psyvamp.org. Okay, because I have it linked up on my site too, but I think I have psychicvampire.org.
It's one and the same.
Okay, then we'll go to the same place then.
Yep.
All right, great. Well, I have psychics in a chat room as we speak that probably want to know a thing or two. And I think they have, one of them has a question, yes. Do we need to worry about psychic attack when you're around?
That, once again, depends. I mean, obviously, if you're around an awakened person and they've been cultured, they're generally not going to attack in a psychic because they know they're awakened. Unless you tick them off. If you try, like, a binding spell or like, one of the things that really kind of edges us a little bit is when you start talking bad about us and you don't think that we can hear it. A lot of times we are clairvoyant and we can hear it. we kind of like get a little bit annoyed.
Right.
But generally, if a person is cultured within the vampire community, they wouldn't do that. They generally adhere to the black veil as well, even though it's a little bit not out of style per se. But it's there's different aspects to it. But generally, an awakened won't. An unawakened might, if they don't know what they are, or we do have those bad elements within the community. There are a few of them that will go around and do that. And there are pretty much three ways to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
First way is to shield. Second way is to be blunt, go up to them and say, "Stop draining me." And that will pretty much freak them out.
Knock it off.
That's it. I can't stress that enough. But most cases, they'll send them running. But I'm not sure. I mean, they're when you're dealing with an awakened and unawakened, you can try shielding as well. But that also might attract more attention doing that.
Sure.
Whereas if you just take a mundane approach and just tell them, knock it off.
Right.
I know what you are. Knock it off.
Manners, people. Yeah. That's right. Well, gosh, your interests go so far beyond just this particular topic that I didn't really have time to ask you about everything. But if everyone will go to your site PsyVamp.org or PsychicVampire.org and read all about you. You are a very learned, experienced, adept magus, among many other things. So I would like to thank you for sharing this bit of your life with us tonight. I appreciate it very much, and very interesting stuff, and have a pleasant evening. Thanks a lot, Lona. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Bye.
Once again, that is psychicvampire.org, and you can link up from my site, resmerized.com. A lot more questions I would have liked to ask. He's really a very interesting person. You can find me always at resmerized.com and psychicweb.com/res for live video chat readings, all kinds of other stuff too. Thanks to Doug for the streaming capabilities on psychicslounge.com. If you are a psychic or interested in developing your own abilities, please do join us on psychicslounge.com soon or anytime you like. So once again, this week, as we think about what we wish for, what we desire, think very hard and very seriously about the intent, the will behind your words. And let me hear from you with your questions, resmerize.com. If you want a mini reading on the show, once again, that's where I'll be. And on Psychic Web, 6 nights a week. Thank you so much for listening once again.